At TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025 edition. Governor Gretchen Whitmer giving a speech down at the Huntington Place atrium during the Detroit Auto Show, talking about replacing her money laundering funds she calls economic development. Too many companies being subsidized by the Chinese government threaten to crush the core of Michigan's economy. She also mentioned states like Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina by name. They want to steal this vital industry away from us, Michigan. But we're Michiganders, damn it. And we're going to fight, right? Quote unquote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Why does she have to swear? Does that make her look tough? Does that make her look like a man when she talks like that? Anyway, she didn't call to renew her expiring sunsetted Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. Why? Because the state Senate and the new speaker, Matt Hall, is not going to do it. Instead, she revisited an idea she touched on during her 2024 State of the State address for a payroll tax cut. She called Hire Michigan. She came up with some cute acronym for H-I-R-E. Don't even know what it is. Don't even care. She also even credited former Republican Governor Rick Snyder with having the idea first and gave Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh a shout out for having sponsored it. The more Michigan employees you hire and the better you pay them, the more you save in Michigan, where she's going to then provide some type of tax cut for the employer. Instead of calling it SOAR, Whitmer pushed for a new job fund. Make it in Michigan. This fund would allow us to close deals faster, move faster as we compete with other states and countries to land big factories and engineering and tech centers here in Michigan. The governor didn't provide details beyond that other than to say 10 other states are already doing it. Michigan already has a Make It in Michigan competitive fund. But that's not the same thing. Make It in Michigan also isn't going to be a rebranding of the SOAR fund. And again, details of what it is will be coming out in the future, probably at the State of the State address. That's my bet. Three other ideas were put on the table for economic competitiveness. A streamlined strategic site readiness program, more money for housing, and investments in public transportation. Oh my God. Ah, this woman. I will be so glad when January of 2027 comes and we are rid of this state legislator become governor. She has no clue on how the private sector works. None whatsoever. We're going to give out money for housing. We're going to invest in public transportation. Public transportation in Michigan is a complete waste of money. unless you're talking Detroit. Maybe, maybe downtown Grand Rapids. Outside of that, everybody drives cars, Whitmer. We're not going to use public transportation. Never have, never will. Empty buses driving around these small little rural towns in northern Michigan. Dave Ageman's absolutely right. We subsidize the crap out of it. Nobody uses it. Why are we doing it? If you want to help the homeless, if you want to help people, there's other ways to do it that the private sector can do it a heck of a lot better, cheaper, faster, and better than public buses. Well, getting back to the roads, Governor had a message to the Republicans. We can't just cut our way to better roads. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Governor. Yes, you can. Cut spending in certain stupid programs that you funded with your past two budgets controlled by the Democrats and allocate it towards roads. She went on to say, new fair sources of revenue has to be a part of the solution. Nope, not going to pay any more taxes. Sorry, not going to do it. We pay enough taxes in this state, not going to pay a dime more, period. We need to have fair sources of revenue to be part of the solution to not put public safety and public health funding at risk. What are you talking about? If you don't raise taxes somewhere, somehow, to spend on the roads, you're telling me you're not going to fund law enforcement? You're going to make cuts to what, Medicaid? Then she had a message for the Democrats. Fiscally responsible cuts must need to be part of this solution. Everyone else cuts back when making big investments, and this is not going to be any different. Whitmer wasn't specifically wedded to any idea other than to say, I don't care where or who they come from. Good ideas are good ideas. I just care that they are serious as to what the people of Michigan will benefit from and accept. The only bad idea is no idea, end quote, said Whitmer. Well, in response, Press Secretary Greg Manns said that the speaker will put forward a road funding program, one similar to the one he did in November, that doesn't increase taxes. It will remain on the table, and that's his position. We're hopeful the governor will finally see that this is a pothole-free path that does not require any further burdens on hard-working Michigan families. When it came to Trump, Whitmer mentioned Trump twice by name to say the voters elected him and her just 2 years apart. They both swore an oath to serve the people, and she looks forward to working with him. She did lay out logistics, though, and pointed specifically as to how large tariffs on Canadian products in particular would damage Michigan's auto industry, with parts routinely being shipped both ways over the border. The only winner in that equation would be China, Whitmer said. They would love nothing more than to watch us cripple America's auto ecosystem all by ourselves. This is a matter of national security. So, basically, doing this at the auto show in Detroit, Governor Whitmer and her ideas that Matt Hall is not having any of it. Not going to do it. Responding with his own press release, 7:44 this morning, not going to do anything that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants. Well, Welcome to gridlock, people. Now, real quick, I want to shift gears because yesterday afternoon while I was doing paperwork and emails and talking on the phone, I was watching and monitoring the Senate confirmation hearings of Donald Trump's nominees to his cabinet. The day before, Pete Hegseth did a great job dealing with the senators for Secretary of Defense. Yesterday, Marco Rubio was up for Secretary of State. Pam Bondi was up for the Attorney General's position. Two takeaways from it. Number one, Marco Rubio is going to prove to be the best Secretary of State we have ever had in our lifetime. Going back to Jimmy Carter, to Ronald Reagan, all the ones I can remember from when I was in high school. I'm going to be 67 on Saturday. This past Saturday. I already had my birthday. I'm looking at the calendar from last week. 67 on Saturday. You know what I've realized? We have got some major issues around the world. And Marco Rubio explained it. He explained it so well in the answers to his questions from both Republicans and Democrat senators. We have got a role to play in the world stage. There's markets. There's consumerism. There is trade policies. There is diplomatic relationships that will create a better America. And Donald Trump, by picking Marco Rubio, was excellent. It was brilliant. He interacted with Republicans and Democrats with some ideas that I never even thought of. And if they pulled 10% of what he was talking about yesterday in the Senate confirmation hearings, if they pull off 10% of it, America is going to prosper like you would not believe. I'm going to talk about a couple of those items that I never even heard of. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless. Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just finishing up my thoughts, listening to Marco Rubio being asked questions yesterday in his Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of State. Cory Booker, the black U.S. Senator, Democrat, he said that he had met with Marco Rubio and had visited Africa and other places around the world, the Sudan, different places where he come to learn that the continent of Africa is the fastest growing population center on planet Earth. Fastest growing populations. He said this is a huge opportunity for market, consumers, jobs that could be created to produce products to go directly to Africa. He said Russia and China are already putting money into Africa to get rid of the gangs, the tribal wars that are going on, providing health care, water systems, all kinds of money coming from China and Russia into Africa. And at the same time, they are using false stories about America, spreading negative propaganda in Africa to get the African people not to like us Americans, but Chinese or Russians. He said this is a huge continent with potentially the fastest growing population on the planet, and we have to do something about it. The answer that Marco Rubio gave, folks, hit it out of the park. This guy is smart. He's worldly. I'm going to tell you right now, he will be confirmed Secretary of State, and I'm going to tell you, he will be the best Secretary of State the United States has ever had in my lifetime. He is going to do some things working with Donald Trump that is going to just absolutely make America safer around the world, number one. Number two, expand potentially our market for products, goods, and services. It is a brilliant idea. I loved it. I was surprised that Cory Booker, the Democrat senator, was the one that brought it up. I believe, what is he, senator for New Jersey, I believe. Ran for president in the Senate for 12 years. Never going to leave the Senate. he might run for president in 2028 for the Democrats again. We shall see. But I got to tell you, Marco Rubio hit it out of the park. Then I switched over to Pam Bondi. Newly elected U.S. Senator Adam Schiff from California started drilling her about presidential influence on her being the attorney general. If Donald Trump asked you to investigate and prosecute Liz Cheney for her actions on the January 6th committee, would you do it? She got into his kitchen. Oh, I was so proud of her. Not only did she not answer the question, well, first she said, no, I'm not going to go into any investigation or prosecution of anybody just because Donald Trump asked me to do so. And he went at her again and again and again on others, and she finally lambasted him. She just let loose. Excuse me, Senator, but you were censored because of your lies and tactics on the January 6th committee. Crime in California is at an all-time high. 87% increase in crime, misdemeanors, felonies in your state. And you're asking me about prosecuting Liz Cheney? She just basically just smacked him right across the face. It was excellent. Pam Bondi will be confirmed attorney general. Amazing. Great job. Good for you. She gave it as good as she got it. And I was very impressed with her as well. Donald Trump has picked some awesome people to be in his cabinet. Each one of them with the experience necessary to do the job day one. And man, the Democrats are freaking out, especially about Pam Bondi being the attorney general. Deathly afraid that she's going to come after the Democrats. Well, she said she will look at all evidence, she will look at all laws, and then she will make the decision as to who she will investigate and then necessarily bring charges against. But she's not going to operate like previous attorney generals under the Democrat presidents, where they basically look at a name, pick an individual, target that individual, and then try to find crimes that they may or may not have committed. She's not going to operate that way. Good job for Pam Bondi and Marco Rubio. That was my takeaway from yesterday afternoon. Back to Michigan in hour number two. Short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with C.